we going to a restaurant?
Yeah, for Jane's birthday.
Good. Muy bien.
Thank you.
What? It's Jane's birthday? I didn't know.
What? You didn't know that it's Jane's birthday? But Jane's your girlfriend.
Oops. Well, I didn't know. Anyway, what restaurant is it?
The Ritz restaurant.
What? But that will cost us an arm and a leg. ¿Qué significa that will cost us an arm and a leg?
Nos costará un ojo de la cara.
Exacto. Nosotros decimos literalmente, nos costará un brazo y una pierna.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ed. Never mind.
Bueno, vamos a volver a leer esas dos últimas mm-hmm. frases y hacerlo okay. de una forma más enfática, ¿vale?
Vale.
¡Wow! Sí, me acabo de dar cuenta que hay un montón de os ahí. ¡Wow! But that will cost us an arm and a leg.
All right, Ed. Never mind.
Never mind. Muy bien.
¿Tienes niños? Pues, ¿qué mejor forma que aprendan inglés que haciendo lo que más les gusta? En nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés se divertirán participando en un sinfín de variadísimas actividades en un entorno seguro y 100% angloparlante, acompañados en todo momento de monitores Vaughan. Campamentos de verano para niños, con un 10% de descuento. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Este verano, no abandones tu inglés. En verano, sigue disfrutando. Aprendiendo. Este verano, sumérgete en Vaughan Radio. En Vaughan Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Drive Time Show. We have a wonderful program for you today. We have lots to talk about. We have a very special interview on our show today with a special guest who's going to tell us all about her business and her product that you may find very useful in the kitchen. And in your house, we'll find out all about this very interesting product in just a moment. Also, on the show today, we have the return of our Guess Who game. Very exciting. Our Guess Who game. We're going to play an audio track and we'll try to guess who the person is. You can participate online. Also, in our history section, the first auto race took place on this day in 1895. So we'll talk a little bit about racing, the history of racing today. And also, finally, the top five pizza facts. Facts about pizza. We don't say pizza, but of course pizza. So we'll talk about that on the show as well. Plenty to come. Grammar, pronunciation, and some very special guests. So let's get things started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome to the program. Yes, let's begin. Of course, we will begin by introducing our guests. And we have two guests. Our first guest today is Catalina. How are you today, Catalina?
Hi, fine, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Catalina, who is with you today?
I speak for my product.
But who is with you?
Sorry. It's Sharina, my teacher.
Your teacher, Sharina. Yes. Sharina is here. Sharina is here. How are you, Sharina?
I'm okay.
Thank you. Very good.
Now, are you here to kind of keep an eye on Catalina today?
Exactly. Make sure she uses what we practice in class correctly. Mm-hmm.
So she's your teacher, and you came to me a few weeks ago and said, Kyle, I have a fascinating student, a very interesting student who has an interesting product and an interesting business. So we'll find out about lots about this in a minute, but maybe you can give us a brief explanation, a brief overview, right? An overview of your product, because it is called Soji.
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Now, I'm not an expert on Soji, but I understand that this is a Japanese word.
Yes, it's cleaning in Japanese.
Cleaning in Japanese. So your product relates to cleaning, is that right?
Yes.
So what is so unique about your product? What is it?
My product is a liquid for the recycle vegetable oils.
For recycling vegetable oils.
Yes.
So you mix your product with used vegetable oil.
Yeah.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, you shake the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 1 liter for soap.
1 liter of soap.
Yes.
And you can use this soap for washing dishes, I suppose, for washing.
Yes, for the washing machine, for the dishwasher, and for mopping.
Okay, for mopping. Nice. Very nice. Very good. So it's a multi-purpose soap.
Sorry?
It's a multi-purpose, multi-use.
Yes, for multi-use.
Multi-use
for the home cleaning.
Okay. Now, this product was invented by you and your boyfriend.
My partner and my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
The idea is from Sergio Fernandez. He has an engineering
environmental engineer.
Yes. And he saw the need for the recycle the oil at home.
Yeah, because I have a lot of oil and I don't know what to do with it. When I accumulate oil, I use it and then I don't know. What about you, Sharina? Do you just throw it away?
I'm bad.
Yeah.
I'm very bad. I don't recycle.
I don't recycle it properly either. So now what you're saying is you have a way to get rid of, deshacerse de,
yes,
this oil from the kitchen in a environmentally friendly way.
Yes.
Where not only are you getting rid of it, but you're turning it into something useful, right?
Yes.
Well, this sounds like a product that everyone can use, right?
Right.
This sounds like a wonderful product.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm excited to find out more about your product, which is called Soji. Soji.
Yes.
So in a few minutes, we'll talk more about this. But until then, do you have a website?
Yes. www.soji.es.
Right.
Soji.es.
J, excuse me. You're right, J. Soji, with a J.
J.
That's right. Okay, wonderful. I want to ask you lots about this. This is an very interesting topic.
Thank you.
I'm excited about this. But first, let's begin our program with an interactive section we call the Twitter Translation.
Twitter Translation.
All right, the Twitter translation, the way this works, I'm going to give a sentence in Spanish. Yo en español y tú en inglés.
Okay.
And, well, everyone out there in English. And if you want to participate, Juanjo, how can they find us on Twitter?
Oye, que Kyle se aburre. Tuiteale, @IMKyleMillar o lo que es lo mismo, @IMKyleMillar.
Okay. Right. So the sentence today, now we're not going to say it yet. We're going to wait, right? We're going to wait. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Hasta ahora todo ha ido bien. Hasta ahora todo ha ido bien. But don't worry. This is for later. But I want the people at home to write in. Do you like translating sentences?
Yes.
Wonderful. Good. Well, let's go ahead and take a step into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
Okay, very tough, right? Here we are we're warming up, calentando motores un poco, right? Warming up. We're going to try a few sentences of translation. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, very good. Number one. Hay muchos niños en la playa.
There are many kids in the beach.
Yeah, in the beach or maybe in la playa. What would you say?
On the beach.
Yeah, I think we would say on. There are many kids. There are a lot of kids, children on the beach. On the beach. Now, what do you say, Sharina? Would you like to do some or should we intensely target your student?
No, let's relieve her of some of the stress. So okay. I don't mind doing easy ones, please, Kyle.
Okay, number two. Hay buenos y malos en todas las películas.
I actually don't know.
Buenos y malos. Buenos y malos. Hay buenos y malos.
There are bad and good people.
Or, well, in the, buenos y malos, good.
Good, okay. Good and bad people in the... All movies?
In every movie. But really would say, yeah, there are good guys.
Good guys.
And bad guys.
There are good guys and bad guys in the old movies.
En cada película, en todas las películas, in every movie.
Every movie.
In every movie, right? Movie. Film, movie. Okay. Are you ready for number three?
Yeah.
Hay muchos árboles en esta zona.
There are many trees in this area.
Trees? Muchos
trees in this area.
There are many trees in this area. Or there are a lot of trees in this area. Yeah. There are a lot. Usually we don't normally use in the affirmative. Usually we use a lot of, right? There are a lot of trees in this area. Are there a lot of trees in your neighborhood?
Yes. There are a lot of trees in my neighborhood.
Okay. Hay solamente una forma, la mía.
There's only one way, mine.
Yeah, there's only one way, and it had the little dos puntos, the colon. There's only one way, mine, la mía. Is that the way she says in class?
Yes.
There's only one way to learn it. Sharina's way.
Yes.
Her way. Okay. Hay otras formas también. Hay otras formas también.
There are other ways too?
There are other ways too. Okay. There are other ways too. Very good. Number six. ¿Por qué no estás listo todavía? Can you try
it?
It's a negative question.
Can I just say we haven't done that in class yet? Okay, we haven't done negative
I'm
class.
Being a bit demanding. I'm being demanding.
Don't do this to my student.
We need to break the ice here. Romper el hielo un poquito. Don't worry about it. It's a negative question. So if I say, I'm not ready, or I'm not ready yet, then you can ask me why. You can say, Kyle... Why aren't you ready yet? Todavía. So remember, in the negative, yet is used only in questions and negatives. We have in Spanish, you have todavía, aún, ya. But in English, we have still, yet, already, and anymore. But yet is used in questions and negatives. So, si no estoy listo, I'm not ready. Then since someone says, why, Kyle? Why aren't you ready yet?
Yet.
Okay. Let's do one more. One more. Do you want to try one more?
Yes.
Uno más. This is the this is the bonus question for 10 points. Are you ready?
Yes.
¿Hay alguien en casa?
Is there anyone at home?
Hey, very good. Well done. Yes. Well done. Is there anyone at home? Is there anyone at home? Juanjo, can we get a round of applause? I think we had deserved. I think she deserves some, so Catalina deserves some applause. But yes. Anyway, he says no. I don't know. He's not. Oh, there we go. There we go. The crowd. We have a big studio, a big audience here in the studio. But hey, why don't we, do you like vocabulary?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a look at today's vocabulary. We're going to explore el baño. El baño, vocabulary del baño. How do you say el baño in English?
Bathroom.
The bathroom. Or?
The washroom.
The washroom, exactly. In Canada, we often say the washroom. Do you say washroom a lot in the UK?
No, I would say the bathroom.
Okay, yeah, the bathroom. Okay, good. Because a lot of British people also say the toilet.
Or the bog.
The bog.
The bog.
Or the WC. Which stands for water closet. Have you seen that one, Catalina?
Yeah, I seen.
The WC, water closet.
I seen in the on the door.
You see it on the door. Did you know what it meant? You say, what is that?
What is that?
Do you know what it's que significa? What it stands for?
Washing.
Water closet.
Water closet.
Mm-hmm. There you go. How do you say lavabo? Lavabo. Do you know this one? El lavabo. Where you're washing your hands in the?
Sink.
The sink, exactly. The sink. Right, the sink. ¿Y la ducha?
Shower.
Shower. Nice, very good. The shower. Now, this is one you have to, hay que saberlo. You have to know this one. Jabón.
Soap.
Soap, very good. That was very nice. I liked your pronunciation. Can you say that again?
Soap.
Soap. Perfect. Perfect. You have a good teacher helping you with that one. Soap. So we're not talking about soup.
Soup,
but no. La sopa, no. Soup, soap, soap. La bañera.
Bathtub.
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 Bathtub. Right, tub. So tub is like a recipient, isn't it? If you think of like margarine or butter, we say it comes in a tub. It's like a mini bañera. So something of this shape is a tub. Tub. Whereas we also have una bandeja, is a tray. And this something like the bañera would be a tub. That's why I say like cenicero is an ash tray. Literally it's like bandeja de ceniza.
Okay.
Interesting, isn't
yeah.
it?
Interesting.
Wow, very nice. How do you say toallas?
Toilets.
Sorry?
Towels.
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 Towels. Towels. How many towels are there in your bathroom?
Three.
There are three towels.
Yeah.
Okay. Papel higiénico. Do you know how to say this one?
Yes. Toilet roll.
Toilet roll, yeah. I would typically say toilet paper.
I would say toilet paper.
Toilet paper, yeah. Shrina and I tend to use same words, I'm noticing. Yeah. And then you have the escobilla. Strange vocabulary today, but there's a show every day. We've done 1,400 shows, so we got to do something different. Escobilla.
Toilet brush?
Brush, exactly.
Brush. Toilet brush.
How do you say cepilla de dientes? Cepilla de dientes.
Toothbrush.
Exactly, toothbrush. So cepillo is a brush. Brush, hair brush, toilet brush, toothbrush. Do not use the same one for everything. Bad idea, trust me. Okay. Cuchilla de afeitar. Do you know that one?
Yeah. Razor?
Razor. Razor. Nice. Razor. Yeah, okay. And then we have el grifo. El grifo. Excuse me. El grifo. The?
Tap.
The tap. Exactly, the tap. Like when you go to if you go to a bar and they're serving beer... Al grifo, we say beer on
the tap.
On the tap or on tap.
On tap.
So do you want it off? Do you want it from the tap or do you want a bottle? Right?
Yeah.
El grifo, the tap. Nice. Well done. Well done. So that was our vocabulary. Very, Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. We're doing well. Now, actually, I think we're going to change. Vamos a cambiar el orden un poco, Juanjo, ¿vale? Maybe what we'll do is we'll do our little guess. We're going to have a short game, and I want it. This is only going to take 2 minutes, and then when we finish this, we will do a little interview. Are you ready for a little interview?
Yeah.
Okay. But okay. First, we have a game. Hopefully, we have this ready, Juanjo, that we call Guess Who. Guess Who. Okay, so the way this works, this is the game we call Guess Who. We're going to, Juanjo, our technician right here, the wonderful Juanjo, is going to play an audio file. He's going to play a recording of someone speaking, and we're going to try to guess who it is. It will be a famous person, okay? So if you know the answer, you can write in on Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter.
Yeah.
Exactly. Send me a message on Twitter. Send me a message on Twitter. Tell me who it is. Tell us who it is, and we will read people's answers in the next half hour. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Juanjo, let's hear that audio.
You see, country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music anyway. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined is what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that.
Okay. So now it was difficult. He speaks fast. And he speaks with a particular accent. But if if you can recognize his accent, then you can really reduce it to a certain limited number of people, I think. Right? Juanjo, can we hear that one more time? One more time.
You see, country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music anyway. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined is what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that.
Okay. So he said that he was influenced by country music, rhythm and blues, and gospel music. So gospel music is not typical in France.
No.
It is not typical in London. It's not, gospel music is typical in a certain place. Also country music and rock music. So he has country. So he has a bunch of styles that he says are, his influences. So this is a musician, right?
Yes.
I suppose. So anyway, we're going to have to wait. We're going to let people write in. So if you know it, listeners at home, if you know who this is, write in, tell us who it is, and we'll talk about this in the next half hour of the Drive Time Show. But for now, let's go ahead, because we have a very special business topic today. That's right, let's get down to business.
Buy, buy, buy.
Sell. Buy 1,000.
Buy it now.
How much does it cost? What a bargain!
Meeting starting in 5 minutes.
Buy, buy, buy!
Buy, buy, buy,
buy! Let's get down to business.
Ah, for our business section today, we welcome Catalina Trujillo. Now, you've been with us for the whole half hour so far, but I'd like to talk a little bit about Soji.
Yes.
Your business, Soji. And when did you begin the business? When did you and your partner launch the business?
The idea, is from Sergio Fernandez, no?
Mm-hmm.
He's my partner, and he make the product in Madrid and in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. But when did he get the idea? Was it a few years ago?
Yes, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He made the formula.
The formula.
Formula.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 years for the research.
Wow.
And almost 1 year for the sale.
So it's been on sale, on a la venta.
Yes.
For, durante un año. For yes. a year. O desde hace un año, I should yes. say. It's been on sale for a year. So not everybody heard the start of the show. So I want to remind people, Soji, S-O-U-J-I, is a product that you and your partner have invented that converts kitchen oil, right? Used oil, aceite usado.
Yes, used oil.
Into useful soap.
Yes.
Wonderful. So what is it made of? Or, I mean, you can't say that. Maybe that's a secret. Can you tell me, or is it a secret?
No.
You can't tell me. No, that's okay. No, that's okay. But it is, yeah, that's it.
Now, the secret is
it's made with love, right?
It's a new way.
Con amor.
Yes, it's for love. And it's a new way for, a new way to do it for the natural soap, okay?
To make natural soap.
To make natural soap.
So, but when I say what's it made of, I just mean, it's all natural, right? It's not full of chemicals, is it?
No, it's all natural. All the compuestos.
All the ingredients?
The ingredients is...
Are vegetables. Oh, so they're all organic. Plant-based ingredients.
Yes.
So this is would it be a biodegradable product? After it's used, it's okay for the environment?
Yes. Is so good.
Okay. So, and is the product itself, is it a powder? Is it a liquid?
It's a liquid.
It's a liquid.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a liquid that you mix with used kitchen oil.
Yeah.
And you shake it with it. You sell it in a bottle where we shake, you shake it.
You
right?
shake 1 minute mm-hmm. and ready.
And it's ready to go.
Yeah. You have 1 liter for soap.
You have a liter of soap.
Soap.
This is interesting. I would like to get this myself. In fact, I'd like to ask you where we can get it. But we're going to take a short break. Do you mind if we take a short break, Catalina?
Yeah.
Do you mind or no?
No. Yes.
No problem.
No
okay.
Problem.
She says no problem. We'll take a break. All right. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to find out more about Soji, this very interesting product. I think it's very interesting.
Thank
we're going to look
Thank
at that.
Thank you so much.
We're going to look at that, and we have plenty more to come. We're going to talk about the top five pizza facts. Oh my gosh, we have some history. We've got some grammar. Lots to cover in the next half hour. So don't touch that dial.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Von Town, Vaughan Town, como decimos mucho. Von Town, I've created over the years a lot of different learning products and teaching products. It's been one of the most important elements of my professional life is creating products, trying to find ways for Spanish people to learn English, really to learn English with as little pain as possible. Von Town, however, is the only product that still surprises me. I am still surprised. I have so much admiration for that product because I still can't believe, it still surprises me how much change takes place in a Spaniard's English ability in only 6 days, as in Von Town. It's a total metamorphosis for most of the people who go there. And I still can't believe it. I still can't believe it. But it's my own creation. I should believe it, but I can't. Von Town. If you haven't tried it, you must try it. It's the cheapest way to learn English definitively. It's the cheapest way. Unit of total solution per euro spent. There's nothing more economical than Von Town.
Esos 3 meses que pasamos juntos. ¿Por qué? Y de aquella mañana en la que no parabas de hablar y hablar con lo tímido que estabas al principio. ¿Te acuerdas? Claro que te acuerdas. Entonces, ¿por qué? ¿por qué me abandonas ahora? Nos hemos propuesto que nadie abandone su inglés este verano. Y es por eso que queremos ponértelo muy fácil, ofreciéndote grandes descuentos en los cursos y programas con el método Vaughan que más demanda tienen en verano. Así que ya lo sabes, este verano no abandones tu inglés. Entra en grupovaughan.com o llama al 911-335-831.
Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan son diferentes a otros cursos intensivos de verano. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nosotros no metemos entre 10 y 12 alumnos en cada clase. Nosotros tenemos un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, no somos rígidos, somos flexibles. Puedes hacer un curso de 1, 2, 3 o 4 semanas, como tú decidas. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, no somos teóricos, somos prácticos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano no damos lecciones, motivamos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nuestros profesores no son los protagonistas de la clase. Nuestros alumnos lo son. Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan, porque somos diferentes. Vaughan, we love teaching, you love learning.
Ven a Vaughan, disfruta el verano con Vaughan. Más información en grupovaughan.com. Este fin de semana, ven a bailar los éxitos del momento. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. El mejor ambiente en Áncora, Madrid. A partir de la medianoche, tu punto de encuentro se llama Áncora Madrid. Áncora Madrid, calle Trafalgar 6. Entrada gratuita mencionando Lista Vaughan. Mira la fecha que es y todavía estás pensando...
¿Darme un curso de inglés? ¿En verano? Aunque lo necesitaría, claro, bueno, en septiembre y luego el trabajo y...
¿Piensas abandonar tu inglés este verano? Ahora los cursos intensivos de verano en toda España. Infórmate en tu delegación más cercana.
Welcome back. It is time for the second half hour of the Drive Time Show. You're listening to Vaughan Radio, 100.4 FM in Madrid. Catalina, do you ever listen to Vaughan Radio?
Yes. No, is this... Yes, yes.
Good, wonderful. I'm glad.
She listens a lot.
I'm
she
glad.
Listens.
Yes, a lot. I mean no, I mean yes. Now, how do you listen? Do you listen on the dial, or do you listen through the app, or do you listen through the website?
I listen for the website.
Through the website?
Through the website and the TV.
Ah, yeah, la TDT, right? The TDT.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think Catalina has the app as well. No, you have the application on your phone?
Yes. Yes.
Very
she
nice.
She downloads your show, Kyle.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, right? We have a very enthusiastic participant today. So Catalina Trujillo joins us to talk a little bit about her product, Soji. And, of course, joining her as well is Sharina, our good friend Sharina. Thank you for finally visiting my show, Sharina.
It's okay. It's a bit later.
It's late in the day.
It's a little bit late for me. But
I know. Because you're an early riser.
Too early.
What time do you come in and start teaching classes?
I start at 8 o'clock most mornings.
You start at 8 o'clock.
There are people who want English at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And Sharina is here to serve those people, right?
Yeah.
What time do you have classes with Sharina?
10 to 12.
Twice a week.
Twice a week, Monday and Wednesday.
Okay. And we're here today talking about your product, Soji. yes. that you and your partner have created. And your partner, I understand, is an environmental engineer, you were telling me before the show.
Yes.
So collectively, together, you have invented this product. And you have, so do you, are you responsible for the business side, the sales side of the company?
Yes.
Okay. And so what is the price?
The price is two prices. Yes, you have two packages. Mm-hmm. One, the first is $14.95, the bottle.
$14.95. Okay.
And the refill is the $9.
The refill.
Refill is the $9.95.
Okay, so if I go to the shop and I spend $14.95, I get a bottle, right?
Yes.
So this, all I have to do is add the oil to the bottle and shake, and I have a bottle of environmentally friendly soap.
Yes.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. And then when that bottle is empty, I don't want to buy another plastic bottle and pollute with a new plastic bottle. So I just buy a refill.
Yes.
For $9.95. Is that right?
It's all right.
Well, that's good. I would feel that I'm doing something good for the environment if I buy this product. I think it's a good gesture for the environment.
Right? Yeah. And the bottle is the cardboard.
Ah, cardboard.
Yes.
Okay.
It's no plastic. It's cardboard.
Very good. Now, where can people find your product, Soji, S-O-U-J-I? Where can people find it? Where? In what stores?
Yes. In this moment, we have a website.
Yeah. At the moment.
At the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And La Biosfera, this is the area in the Corte Inglés.
Okay. In El Corte Inglés, so not with the kitchen soaps, you're in the environmental products area.
Yes.
Okay. Soji, S-O-U-J-I. Interesting. In El Corte Inglés.
In El Corte Inglés, yeah.
Mm.
In the Hipercor or supermarket Corte Inglés.
Okay.
And can I buy it online?
Yes, you can buy in our website and the other stores online.
Interesting.
Ecologic stores.
Okay, very good. Now, how are you advertising the product? I mean, you're here today, which is good. But other than coming to Vaughn Radio, what have you done to promote, to create awareness for Soji?
Yes, online interviews, no?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For La Razón, La Vanguardia, and other sites, and Euskadi Radio,
mm-hmm.
and CERT Radio, and
Have you been on television?
Yes, Madrid Directo.
Madrid Directo,
television.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you're spreading the word in the media.
I hope to expand, but...
Nice. You hope to expand. Very
yes.
good. Very good. I'm sure you will. And I'm sure you will expand. It sounds like a very good product. I would like to try it. I would like to get a sample.
Well, someday. Kyle, El Corte Inglés, $14.95.
Yeah, I guess that's what we'll have to do.
I think everybody mm-hmm. should go to El Corte Inglés and buy it.
Very good. Now, where is it made? Is it made in Spain?
Yes, in Spain and in Madrid and Barcelona.
Very good. Okay, so you have two factories.
Yes.
Two laboratories where you produce it.
Yes.
Okay. It's made in Spain, in Barcelona.
How often do you travel to Barcelona, Catalina?
I travel, I don't know, depends.
Once a month?
No. 2 months.
Once every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Once every two or three months. So you've hired people there to do the production for you and then they distribute locally, I suppose.
Yes, I distribute for all Europe.
All Europe?
Yes. For the website, it's possible to buy in the all
Europe.
In all of Europe?
Yes.
Well, very good. Very good. Now we have our friend who is in, our friend, his name is on Twitter, is Born to Iron Man because he competes in the Iron Man races. He's in Valencia and he says, good luck for her with the Soji product.
Oh, so thank you.
Yeah, so he's wishing you good luck. And yes, the listeners are saying good luck to you with this product. It seems very interesting.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Very good. Let's move on. We'll come back to this a little bit in a few minutes at the end of the show. But I'd like to move on because you know what, Catalina? We're trying to help people with their English, but not just in the classroom. Right. Sometimes we like to go out of the classroom and into the countryside even to help people with English in maybe rural settings. And maybe you can help us with this next section we call Inglés para la España de siempre.
Inglés para la España de siempre.
Olé.
Ay, 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 ay.
Olé.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay.
El niño de Canadá. Qué arte más grande.
Hola, Kyle. Buenas tardes de nuevo. Soy Evaristo, el hijo de Nieves. Y te escribo porque tengo otra pregunta para ti en referencia a la niña que hemos tenido. Y me gustaría ver si me puedes decir cómo se dice en inglés las papillas cuando empiezan a tomarlas. Pues ahora mismo, por ejemplo, Claudia está en la etapa de las papillas de cereales con y sin gluten. ¿Cómo llamáis a esto en inglés, Kyle? Muchas gracias y un saludo grande. Adiós.
Sin gluten. So a lot of people are concerned with gluten these days, right? Gluten. Sin gluten. We say the same in Spanish. Sin gluten. We say gluten free. But what do you say? Papillas?
I don't know what papillas is.
What is that? What does that mean? ¿Qué significa eso, Juanjo? Okay. So puree, I suppose. So it's like baby food.
Yeah.
We just say baby food, don't we, Sharina?
Baby food.
Baby food. Juanjo's saying it's like the food that baby, yeah, baby food.
Formula?
Formula, that's the word, thank you. Formula. Formula, formula. So he says, I'm looking for his baby, right? He's looking for formula that is gluten-free. Sin gluten, we say gluten-free. Like sugar-free. Or salt free, it means sin. Mm-hmm. Alcohol free, beer, for example. You can say whatever free, it means without. So he says, I'm looking for, so to help this gentleman out with his baby, Claudia, we can, and his wife, Nieves, they can say, we're looking for gluten free formula or gluten free baby food. I think that's the best way to say it. Would you agree, Sharina?
What would you, what would you say? Gluten-free formula?
Gluten-free formula, yeah. Do you agree?
I would agree.
Gluten-free formula. Okay, well done. Very good. So hopefully that is of some help. Now, a little earlier on in the show, we had the Twitter translation and the sentence today. We have a lot of people writing in. The sentence today was, hasta ahora todo ha ido bien. And we have... Let's see, we have Miss D. Copper, who says, so far, everything has gone well. Okay. Juan says, so far, so good, which is an expression. P. Boutique says, everybody has been good so far, or everything has been good so far. Until now, everything has been good. Beatriz says, up to now, everything's gone well. What do you think? Hasta ahora, todo ha ido bien. What do you say, Sharina?
I'm really rubbish at this. Todo ha ido bien.
I mean, not worrying so much about the exact translation, but the sense, el sentido.
I like the first one. So far, everything's gone well.
Yeah, that's exactly what I have. I think that so far, hasta ahora, it's better than up to now. Grammatically, it could work, but so far is much more common. Hasta ahora. And whenever we use so far, we use the present perfect, right? So far, I have had whatever. I have read 3 books so far this year, whatever, right? So far, hasta ahora. So we use the present perfect. We have our friend Saeed who writes in from Casablanca. And he says, hasta ahora todo ha ido bien. So far, so good. Which is an expression, isn't it? But we do say that. We have Juan says, everything has worked out well so far. Okay. All right, fair enough. But yeah, everything has gone well. So far, everything has gone. I think that's a good answer. Now, we also had our other challenge. Do you think you know who that was speaking in the audio file? Should we hear it one more time? Let's hear it one more time. Juan, can we hear the audio track once again, people? This was from our Guess Who section. Let's hear it again.
You see, country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music anyway. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined is what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that.
So he said, do you know what he's, do you understand what he says? Because his accent is difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult, but I understand, yeah.
What was he saying, more or less, in your words? What was
music
he saying?
For the influence for blues and this
gospel.
Influence for kids, no?
Influence by gospel, by country, and by rhythm and blues. Yeah, rhythm and blues. So, who do you think this is? Do you know who this is?
I think Elvis.
Elvis. Oh.
Is possible?
Well, yes, you're right. It's correct. Good answer. Elvis, everybody. That is right. That is the right answer. Well done. Congratulations. And Patricia writes in and says, Elvis Presley. And that is the correct answer. Nina writes in and says, Bruce Springsteen. Nina Simone. No, it wasn't Bruce Springsteen. But Born to Iron Man says, hello, hi, Kyle, and your guest, my bet, is the king, Mr. Elvis Presley. Yes. I have a couple people writing in, and it is true. It was Elvis Presley, right? Because he was influenced, they called him the king of rock and roll, but he was influenced by the early rhythm and blues styles and the gospel music of the South from Mississippi and Louisiana.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Do you practice pronunciation with your students, Sharina?
I think they hate me. It's my favorite thing, and all my students' worst thing is pronunciation.
All right, well, why don't we practice a little bit with today's pronunciation?
How are you?
No, how are you?
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. Not very. I'm very excited.
Would you like to go?
No, you have to say, would you like to go?
Pronunciation.
All right, we're going to practice some pronunciation, but what I want to practice today is the way we link the words been and to. We don't normally say, I have been to New York. Normally, at least I would say, been to. I've been to. Would you say the same?
I've got more of an O sound than you do. Been to.
Been to. Okay, yeah, been to. Been to. Been to.
Been to.
But we never really say been to. We don't really have much of a pause between the words. So if I say, ¿has estado alguna vez en Nueva York? And by the way, we don't say, have you ever been in New York? We say, have you ever
been to
New York? Exactly. New York. So say it again. Have you? Ask me again. Have you?
Have you been to in New York?
Been to New York. Have you ever been to New York? Good. No, nunca he estado en Nueva York.
No, never been to New York.
Nunca he estado.
I never been to New York.
I've never been to New York. Again?
I've never been to New York.
No he ido al dentista este año.
I haven't been to the dentist this year.
Good. I haven't been to the dentist this year. Hemos ido a muchas fiestas este año.
We have been to more parties.
Bueno, muchas.
Very.
A lot.
A lot of parties this year.
Exactly. We've been to a lot of parties this year. Why don't we practice with the three accents so you can say it too, so the folks at home can hear Sharina's accent. We've been to a lot of parties this year. We've been to a lot of parties this year.
We've been to a lot of parties this year.
We've been to a lot of parties this year.
Yes. No han ido al supermercado todavía.
They haven't been to the supermarket.
Ooh, todavía. Remember we saw that word earlier?
Yet.
They haven't been to the supermarket yet. How would you say it?
In my teacher accent or in my normal accent?
Either one.
I'll go for my normal one. They haven't been to the supermarket yet.
Yeah, they haven't been to the supermarket yet. So the same for me. I would say with my teacher accent, they haven't been to the supermarket yet. But then if I'm on the street, I might say they haven't been to the supermarket yet. Been to the. It's just a little bit more. We tend to link everything. We link a lot. Right? Vinculamos. We link the words together. Él ya ha estado en mi casa. How would you say that? Él ya ha estado en mi casa.
He's already been to my house.
Okay. He's already been to my house.
He's already been to my house.
Been to. Yeah. He's already been to. So here, been to. He's already been to my house. I've never been to Chicago. Have you ever been to New York?
Yes, I've been to New York.
Have you ever been to Los Angeles?
Yes, I've been to Los Angeles.
Have you ever been to Rome?
Yes, I've been to Rome.
Have you ever been to Valencia?
Yes, I've been to Valencia.
Have you ever been to Helsinki?
No, I haven't been to Helsinki.
Yeah. So you've been to a lot of places.
Yes, I've been to a lot of places. Is there, like...
Well, it's good fortune, I suppose, right? It's nice to travel.
Yeah, I love travel.
Me too. Hey, why don't we do a... Do you like pizza?
Yes, I like
completely
pizza.
Unrelated topic, but why don't we do a top... We do this every once in a while, everybody. I'm talking about the Drive Time Top 5.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Drive Time Top 5. Okay, we have the top 5 pizza facts. Top 5 pizza facts. Okay. Fact number 5. In a typical pizza eating session, I don't know, when you go to eat pizza, I mean, not just one slice, an average person consumes 750 calories.
Wow.
That's a lot of calories, isn't it? It's a lot of calories. Fact number 4. The history of the slice. They used to always serve full pizzas, but now a lot of places serve individual slices. And this started in 1933 at a pizzeria called Patsy's Pizzeria in New York City. They decided to cut them into individual portions and sell them that way, and it became a very popular way to consume pizza.
Yeah.
Fact number 3. In 2011, pizza in the United States, according to the government, was considered a vegetable in school meals because they decided that any serving, any meal that had at least 2 tablespoons of tomato or a vegetable, in this case, tomato sauce, would be considered a vegetable or considered vegetable in the school menus. So they were serving pizza to kids and saying, yes, we're giving the kids vegetables by law. They had to give them vegetables and they were giving them pizza and they were allowed to do it. That sounds kind of ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yes.
Seems strange, don't you think?
Yes, it's very strange.
Okay, our number two fact, the world's largest pizza was 131 feet in diameter. So that's about what, 45 meters in diameter, and it was gluten-free. It was made in Italy, of course, and it weighed 51,000 pounds, over 19,000 pounds of flour, 10,000 pounds of tomato sauce, 8,000 pounds of mozzarella cheese, and it was named, of course, for a competition. A few years ago, the world's largest pizza. That's a crazy.
It's very crazy.
Huge pizza. And number one, the history of pizza. The word pizza first appeared in the year 997, according to the Italian magazine called The Florentine. It appeared in 997, and tomatoes hadn't even arrived in Italy by then, so they were using other ingredients to produce something very similar to pizza, but in the year 997. So imagine, without even having tomatoes, but you could make something and call it pizza. So they started calling it pizza. So the Italians did invent it, but they didn't use tomatoes.
Yeah. Do you know what they used?
I have no idea, Srina. Do you know?
No, can you tell me the next show?
I can tell you on the next show. I'm going to have to research it now. Like, yeah, they said they haven't been, they didn't have it. So I don't know what would you do? I guess they just cooked the dough like a pita bread maybe. And they put some meat on it.
Yeah,
and
dry,
oil.
No, dry.
They must have put olive oil. Being Italians, I'm sure they put olive oil on it and meat, but it would have been very dry without tomato sauce.
It's very strange, no?
It is very strange. Anyway, top five pizza facts. There you go. Before we go, we only have 2 minutes. Believe it or not, we only have 2 minutes. So I want to ask you one more time a little bit about your company. It's called Soji. And for people at home who are interested in helping the environment by recycling kitchen oil.
Yes.
They can find your product at El Corte Inglés, S-O-U-J-I, and it will convert the used kitchen oil into usable soap, which is a great idea.
Thank you. Thank you so much. The process is very, very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And quick.
It's a quick and easy process.
Yes. Quickly, easier and faster and faster.
Fast. And efficient.
This 1 minute.
Multi-use. Don't forget, you can use it for several things.
Mm-hmm.
And not just for people who care about the environment. For people like me, who doesn't usually care, but I will start.
You'll start to care.
I'll start to care about the environment and I'll go out and buy it.
Very good. I agree and I will too. It sounds like a fantastic product. And
thank
I wish you the best of luck with Soji.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
S-O-U-J-I. And you can find it at soji.es.
Yes.
Soji.es. There you go. Thank you so much, Catalina, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Srina, thank you as well.
Thank you very much,
Come
Kyle.
Back sometime soon, please.
I will do.
Okay, we're out of time, but I want to thank everybody for listening today. I'll be back in a few minutes with review of class number 113 of our Curso Inglés Online TVE. That's right, in just a few minutes' time. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Casi estará uno muy relajado, porque tenía la conciencia tranquila. Ha estado todo el año, poquito a poquito, con el inglés.
Efectivamente.
Pero ahora llegan las prisas.
Llega el verano, todo el mundo quiere irse de viaje, quiere tener el inglés ahí a punto y claro, se nota el que ha hecho el trabajo y el quien no lo ha hecho, ¿no?
Entonces, para eso tenemos una cosa llamada los cursos intensivos de verano.
Los Impacts. Sí,
también conocidos así. Es que tenemos tantas cosas.
Tantos productos, pero sí, los Impacts son muy interesantes, son muy intensivos y a mí me parece que en una semana, la verdad que no hacemos milagros, esto no es Lourdes, yo siempre lo digo. Pero bueno, es una buena forma de mejorar el inglés, ¿no? De darle un empujón.
Puede ser una, dos, tres o cuatro semanas. Uno puede dedicarle un mesecito y luego ya se va a la playa. Siempre digo la playa, para mí la playa realmente no me gusta.
¿Ah, no?
No,
a mí sí.
La arena y...
Bueno, yo soy más de montaña, pero la playa de vez en cuando mola.
A mí me gusta el campo. ¿Por qué estamos hablando contigo? Que hay que presentarte.
Por favor.
Jorge Quesada.
Sí.
Un placer tenerle aquí.
Muchas gracias, igualmente.
Profesor de Vaughan, entre muchas otras cosas. Sí, sí, sí. A ver si pronto te llama Bayona.
No estaría mal.
Tú, como experiencia con los alumnos, ¿qué dirías que es lo que... ¿Qué ocurre el primer día?